All right, we're back. What's going on? Another episode, and we're here feeling pretty loose.
Loose, we stretched.
Just stretched up.
In a two-person cult.
We're just two people stretching in a shed. Nothing weird. Nothing weird about it. One of us is wearing a robe covered in lambs and sweatpants.
Yeah. One of us is fancy.
Yeah. That's Wait, you're implying that the person in the robe was the fancy one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
Just, I want people to think I'm fancy.
No? You don't want that title? Yeah.
Heck no, not yet. I'm not ready for it.
You're not ready? You will be ready for it one day?
I think so. I was like, I semi-announced it.
That you'd be ready for fancy one day?
Well, that I'm going to start being fancy.
Oh, you did?
You didn't even know that I was trying to adopt this as a lifestyle on the periphery as you were adopting it as a lifestyle.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
You want to be the fancy? Oh, you want to be the fancy one? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh, that's interesting. Because now you don't have to be as fancy.
Yeah.
If you're next to me.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I guess so.
All right. How are you going to be fancy?
I don't even know, but now I got to take it back. It's like, that's not fun. I'll take it back. I don't care. I have an option to wear fancy clothes. Like I have clothes that if I put them together, they'd be fancy.
Yeah.
The way that I wear them separately, it's kind of sad.
Still trying to evaluate whether I should allow you to be fancy.
Yeah?
I think I'll let you try it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want me to give it a whirl?
Give it a whirl.
All right. Dust off the monocle. I have been experiencing some new delights in life that I never really...
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I don't know. Wouldn't you be... I'm very curious to hear what your new delights in life are.
Well, you know when... You're at home,
right? Yeah.
And you take off your jeans and you put on like comfortable pants.
Yeah.
I just started doing that.
You've been living such an intense lifestyle all the way up until now.
Yeah.
That you never did that.
Think about how long we've been together. Think about any time you ever remember me slipping into something a little more comfortable. Name once. One time. This is how much I don't slip into something more comfortable, right? I go out of my way to find jeans that I can wear in any moment.
You do.
Right?
Yeah.
So that I can like just get up off the couch and go.
Because it's like, you are always ready.
You know what I mean? Always ready, right? So it's the decision making. My decision making was different because it's like, do I want to go? Do I want to go to Helium? Do I want to go to Helium? And fuck it, I'll go. Just pop up, put shoes on, go. I'm wearing shoes most of the time. That was a misnomer. I can't even believe I said that. Put shoes on.
Yeah.
I was always, because I'm not wearing shoes anymore either in the house. I'm like socks and sweatpants. All right.
I like this. We can keep our shoes at the front door.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been really feeling this lifestyle.
What made you embrace it? This simple delight.
It was just something about having our own house.
Yeah, you can take your pants. You can take your shoes off, take your jeans off, and relax, huh?
Yeah, this is mine. I can really
slip into something more comfortable.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. I think it was honestly watching how instantaneously. The kids, when they come into the house, the first thing they do is take their shoes off.
Yeah.
And we don't even have a take your shoes off rule in the house.
No.
They're taking their shoes off because they're like, we're home.
I got to get my stinky feet out.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Yeah. It's good. I know why. You've been watching how hard Cora chills. And you're like, I want to be like Cora. She looks comfortable.
Well, I mean, they all. Yeah, she chills the hardest. But yeah, it's I'm digging it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm digging it. I'm really digging this lifestyle.
What other simple delights? Is that it? Are there more?
I don't know. I mean, really, technically, as far as I'm concerned, there were two. There were kicking off the shoes. Mm. That's a whole one in and of itself.
Yeah.
That's huge for me.
Yeah.
Like, if something happens, I have to put shoes on now. Like, we're vulnerable. We're slightly vulnerable. Like, yeah. I have to be prepared to defend myself in socks.
In socks.
I have to defend the whole entire family. I'm going to shift gears here. Like, it's just these talking head videos on YouTube. It's like, there used to be a time when something would happen and you could just go to YouTube and just find it, right? Yeah. And now every video is like somebody talking about it. Like, how do you get these up so fast? It's insane.
I don't know. Yeah, people.
You can't even find the T.I. Melania video because so many videos talking about the video now. Ugh.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
So why don't people, nobody takes news from the source. It's like you have to read the opinion piece.
Let's see this. I want to see this little tiny man boy in his little sketch. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's, it's so immature.
The video?
Yeah, I don't even.
Are you calling him a tiny man boy?
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. Touche, robed woman. Very wise of you. That was a very wise robe thing to say. But no, it's just a ridiculous thing to do. He's going at his somebody he allegedly hates, right? He considers him a white supremacist, and he's attacking him by suggesting that he's banging his wife, right?
Yeah. Which feminists don't like that.
No, of course nobody likes that.
No.
Like, it's weird.
Yeah.
Like, people in families don't like that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
I say that's single people who are angry, like single, not single. Let me recharacterize that. Single people who are passionate about social justice, right?
Yeah.
I guess they would be like, yay, he did it. He got
him. I guess he's got fans, man.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of fans.
A lot of people probably were applauding that as a behavior.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he and his wife's infidelity have been well publicized.
Yeah.
The whole entire reason he's ever gotten into a fight with Floyd Mayweather is because Floyd Mayweather banged his wife.
Oh, really?
Pretty sure of it.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other reason he would street fight a professional boxer.
True.
You know? Yeah. I mean, unless he was like, he's in my weight class. Like, you know, I think I can really give him a run for his money. You know, like, I don't know.
Fair enough.
I don't know why he thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
But the rumors are that Floyd Mayweather spent some personal time with T.I.'s wife.
So now T.I. is making this video about Donald Trump's wife. I don't know. It's just kind of like, it's like high school humor. It's kind of like, okay.
It is.
Got it.
It's a little sad.
Yeah.
It's like, score one for the black people? What are you doing, T.I.? Yeah. Like, is that, I don't even understand what the point is. Thank you? I guess he did that for the culture?
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening here. what have we devolved into?
Yeah.
Like, who's, you're going at Kanye for sitting down and having a conversation with the president, trying to get into his ear about some of his ideas about the way that the communities can have a better communication between each other.
Mm-hmm.
You make a sketch with you and Melania having intercourse in the Oval Office.
And Kanye's the villain and he's the hero.
Right?
That's like that's mixed up. That seems weird.
Is it a production value issue? You know, it was like, was Kanye's not edited enough? You know, it's really annoying. It's I've been thinking about this a lot lately. So here's the question. This is a deep philosophical question.
Okay.
That I've recently come up with, and my answer changes almost every day.
Okay.
It almost changes with how I feel about myself.
Okay.
Right? In the moment, right? Yeah. So over the course of a lifetime. The give a penny, take a penny?
Mm-hmm.
Have you given more or taken more pennies? Like, over the course of the existence of give a penny, take a penny next to the cash register, have you given or taken more pennies?
can it only be give a penny, take a penny? Because no, you know, sometimes there's those change things that you you feed the children by putting your coins in.
Nah, because you don't get those back.
No.
Right? You can't take.
So just give a penny, take a penny?
Yeah, just give a penny, take a penny. Have you given more or taken more pennies? Have you, who are you? Are you a give a penny or are you a take a penny?
I don't know. I don't feel like I partake in that give a penny, take a penny often. If I had to say which one, I do more.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just like,
what again, if it's like, what the, if it's like the cashier grabs the pennies and it's like, oh, here, I've got the pennies, the 2 pennies for you. Does
that
count?
That's you taking a penny.
That's me taking a penny?
Yeah. Because like that penny was taken for you, so you could reciprocate with a penny. You know,
I think I take more pennies.
Yeah.
I think so.
You're a take a penny.
What do you do?
The system is flawed. I'm definitely a give a penny.
You give a penny.
Yeah,
huh?
I sometimes plop 2 or 3 in there.
How come you have so much change all the time? Giving it away?
Well, I only give away the pennies.
Only the pennies.
Yeah. I keep the shiny stuff. Yeah, no, I keep a pocket full of change. I'm ready. Remember, be ready. I'm ready. Be ready. I got a pocket full of change. What am I going to do? I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. There's always, okay, so I think about this a lot because I always keep a pocket full of change, right? There's never a bad time to have a guy that has a pocket full of change. I'm always useful, except for
Sneaking around.
Metal detectors. No, metal. I just drop my change in the thing, and people are like, "Wow, yeah, that much change in your pocket." And I'm like, "I know, I'm ready. I'm pretty prepared."
Sneaking around, huh?
It's the only time. But like, you grab your pocket where the change is on the outside of the pant.
Yeah.
And you create like a little pouch, and it's so tight. Look at that. Can you hear that? No.
You know, you've developed the system because you've been sneaking up on your family lately.
I have been. I scared the shit out of y'all.
You do. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And then we lay up there in bed and we're like, are you coming back? Is that you? Don't scare us anymore.
Meanwhile, I'm out in the shed stretching like a one-man cult. You guys are like, what? I hear you. Yeah. No, so but it's fun. It's like, man, we had this, the way that our house is now, you can go through all the rooms.
Yeah.
So it's you go into, like, our room is the main room, the master bedroom, right? And you can access the secondary room, we'll call that the middle room.
The corner room. Yeah.
I like that.
Corner room.
I think they would respect that.
The corner.
Yeah,
room.
Yeah, the corner room, and then there's what would Finn's room be called?
End of the hallway room.
That's a little long. We got to workshop that. Because you, like, I went back to you because you did so well with corner room. Clearly, your mechanism isn't how we got there. The end room. Okay, we'll call it the end room, right? So I can sneak up when they're in the corner room. Mm-hmm. I can sneak up on them from either door. And just like jump out of the darkness from who knows where. That's insane.
It's terrifying.
Oh, I love it.
And our stairs have carpet on them, so you can sneak up the stairs.
Yeah.
And they're like offset from the top, the bathroom. So if you're in the bathroom, you can sneak up the stairs.
Yeah. Well, don't give away all of our home's vulnerabilities. You're giving away all of our blind spots. What are you doing? Calm down. Yeah, no, definitely give a penny. Definitely a give a penny guy. I wonder what that's, what do you think most people would be?
I don't know. Why, what do you think it says about a person?
Well, this is the thing that we're about to attempt something that I absolutely hate, which is like making these like ridiculous leaps. I mean, of course, like when you do it for like, entertainment. Mm-hmm. We're not psychotherapists.
No,
right?
No. Do not come to us for your mental health.
Yeah. No. Don't think that we're making absolutely logical connections between give a penny, take a penny, and who you are as a person. But I mean, first and foremost, it speaks to your preparedness as a person. For example, I'm give a penny guy. It's like, you know what?
Yeah.
I couldn't even take any more pennies. have these, right? I have too many. I have a pocket full of change. I couldn't even here, take these pennies. So there you, okay, not so prepared because you don't have the penny to use. So they're like, they're looking at you like, are you serious? You're going to make me give you back all this damn change? Here, just take this penny. Just take this penny. So the math, come on. And then here, see that? Now you get a dime instead of 94 cents or whatever it was going to be, you know? Don't do that math. I don't know if that math works out.
Does not work out.
Yeah.
I thought I was more of like a hippie, like in vogue with the universe. And like it was giving me when I needed, I was giving it. It doesn't need it.
Yeah.
It's got it. It's taking care of me.
Okay. What is that? Like a surf voyant, you know, like somebody who's like surfing through life and things just happen when they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Or like because clairvoyant means being able to see things that are happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were able to like a vibe voyant, like, because then you always vibe into exactly what's needed right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like vibe voyant. The word is not very vibe voyant, but we, you know, it.
Yeah.
The practice.
Because you're on your mission, your, you know, your life journey.
Yeah.
And so you're always in the right place.
Did you just read The Alchemist again?
No, but you've got me listening to Secrets of the Universe, so I'm like in touch with my vegetable person.
Okay, how are you? Oh my god! Oh, it only took 18 years, and it's finally you're on some weird shit. Huh? How do you feel about that?
It's way too much fun.
It is, isn't it? That's what people fail to realize. I mean, it's like. It's education, but it's entertainment. It's edutainment, if you will.
I like it.
Just have fun with it, right?
Yeah.
It's you know, it's.
You might learn a new thing too along the way. Like, what's the harm in it?
What are you gonna? What do you stand to lose?
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah.
You know, just enjoy some weird stuff. You know, because then it makes the life weird stuff more fun.
Yeah.
Right. Like. I just for no reason, I was like, today I was cooking and because like wanted the TV on, SpongeBob was on when I turned the TV on.
Yeah.
No, you're not watching SpongeBob. Like you watched enough. Any one episode of SpongeBob a week is enough.
Yeah.
SpongeBob. Like that's that show gets in you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it gets in. It just like hits every button that kids need hit, even just like adults, like it's hypnotizing.
It is.
I could sit there and watch three episodes in a row with these kids and not know what the hell just happened. Like,
yeah.
What? Did I watch all of those episodes? Every single plot?
Yeah.
Every single plot that I really watch? So put it on for them, turn on whatever. But then like when I was walking away, I had this really deep philosophical moment where it was like, is SpongeBob a kid or an adult?
Yeah.
Right? Because there's no clear-cut way to know for a fact.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because if he's a kid, he's fairly precocious.
Yeah.
He's got his own place.
His own place.
You know, he's got a job.
Yeah.
You know, he's out there. He's socializing. He's having adventures.
Yeah.
But if he's an adult, it's kind of sad. Right?
Why is it sad? Because he's...
I mean, because he's like, do you think as an adult he'd have his head on his shoulder? Like he's you know, living life to his fullest potential. He's living his best life as an adult.
No.
Like Squidward is an adult.
Yeah.
Krusty Krab is an adult.
Yeah.
Like, so that's like a good range of what adults in their world are like.
Yeah.
But they're responsible to some degree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there are often times where SpongeBob comes home without arms.
That's true.
If you're an adult, that is sad. You can't. Again.
He's always broke.
Yeah.
He's always like, you can't pay for anything.
Well, he works at the Krusty Krab. And Krusty Krab is a Well, Krusty Krab is also a shitty employer. It's
he
like
is.
Something about the proletariat. I don't even know what that word means, but I think there are messages in SpongeBob. It's one of those shows, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's but yeah. That was my philosophical, and it was just fun.
Yeah.
Just a fun little thing that I thought about while I was making lunch, you know, or whatever it was. Yeah. So, where are you at? Where's your brain at?
Where's my brain at? Well, I'm happy about these new female role models that are coming out into the world.
Oh yeah, you've been watching Making a Murderer.
Uh-huh.
Ansley's got a crush. She's got a crush. Yeah, that's interesting. So the lawyer lady on Making a Murderer.
Yeah.
Right, the new lady, the new woman in town.
Yeah. She's such a boss. I like how she handles herself.
Yeah, what is your favorite thing about her? What do you think she is? A give a penny or a take a penny?
Ooh, she's give a penny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She's give a penny?
Yeah.
So you look up to her the same way you look up to me.
Yes.
That's good. Good. That's it? That's all you have to say about your new female role models? That's why women can't get nowhere.
Why?
Because that's it. That's all you had to say. Like I'm really excited for these new female role models. And that was it. Yeah, no, she's a boss. Yes.
Well, no. Okay. So I like how she handles herself because she's very assertive about it. But she's not over the top about it. Like she's just dealing.
Yeah, she's not a bitch.
No, right? She's not.
She's clearly not a bitch.
But she's in charge.
Right? I guess. Yeah, she is in charge. Definitely. She's the smartest person in the room. It seems like.
Yeah.
You know. It's not even that she's. It's not even that she's in charge. It's that things should be deferred to her.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
She just has this presence where it's like, well, what does she think?
Yeah.
Can she answer the question first, and then I'll give you my answer?
Yeah.
Which is like, yeah, I mean, like what she said, but I'd also like to add, and then you just like kind of repeat what she said. Yeah. No, she's a top notch lady.
Yeah.
I can dig her. She's so far my favorite. She's the only thing keeping me watching this show.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to see how she makes this unfold. And it's also like, she's one person.
Yeah.
He had two male lawyers before.
Yeah.
That were just idiots. It's like, how did you guys not do this stuff that she's doing?
I feel like they always had papers falling out of their briefcases.
They did.
Like, everywhere they're going, they're just like, lost that one.
Like, why are you carrying them like a baker carries cakes? Stop carrying your papers like that. Whoa. Why do you walk to court like that every day? just whoa to court. Yeah, no, they were incompetent, man. It's like I didn't even realize how incompetent they were until one episode of this new season with this lady.
Yeah, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, where it's, man, she's crushing it. So who, and then I guess you have another crush.
Yeah, so we started watching that series Norseman.
On Netflix.
On Netflix. And there's a female lead.
Two Netflix shows. We're not sponsored by Netflix, although we should be.
Should be.
This episode should be sponsored by Netflix. So Norseman.
Yeah.
What's her name? Do you know her name? Do you know your crush's name? Do you know either of your crush's name? If you don't know either of your crush's name, you're a stalker. this is awesome. Come on, Nancy. Yes, it is true. It's absolutely true. Like, if you don't know their name, then you're just kind of like, you're like peering at them. You know, you're like getting snapshots of them in their life, and you're like imagining yourself in it. You don't even know her name, you stalker. Okay, wait, am I wrong about this? Is it the other way around?
If you know their name, you're a stalker?
Yeah. Because if you have a crush on somebody you see frequently,
yeah,
right, like maybe like you see them on the bus,
yeah,
every 2 days you see them on the bus, right, and if you don't know their name but you're like, you know, oh, they're really attractive, and you imagine like, you know, them going to and fro, like, and you're like, putting yourself in their life, you know, like Trader Joe's, going to Trader Joe's together and stuff like that. And that's like, it's a little creepy if you don't know that person and you're imagining them in your life, right? No? I don't know. I don't imagine people in my life. No, it's like, I think it's all kind of weird. Right?
So are you saying you have no man crushes?
I guess not at the moment.
Okay.
I mean.
So how do you handle your man crushes, or are you creepy when you have your man crushes?
I just like, if I have a man crush, I just like have these like, I know if I have a man crush, if I just like keep fantasizing about fighting somebody over and over again. It's like, I guess I love him. And honestly, I don't even think that's far off. I think that's pretty much it. I think that's how I know. I think if I just keep like, man, I wonder if me and him were locked in battle. me and him, one cage, no rules. One man survives. Like what, you know? Like I wonder what would, like, if the two, like, I wonder who would be intimidated, like, if we both took our shirts off at the same time, like, who would flinch? Like, who would look at the other person's torso and flinch, you know?
Yeah. Who's the creepy one?
I think I evaluate my same-sex crushes in a very honorable manner.
And you know their names. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I never fantasize about engaging in battle with somebody unless I know at least their name and one physical weakness. Okay. You kidding me? I get to know the my man crushes. It's no, that chick in the Norseman though, that whole show is funny.
It is a good show.
Yeah. There aren't shows like that. But I mean, I don't wanna say like it's reinventing the wheel. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is right now there isn't a show like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. It's a good show.
It's funny. It's campy but not at the same time. Like they're not doing it in an overtop way. And that's what I don't like about watching improv comedy. It's like they're not doing improv acting, you know? They're playing it straight. They're playing it like
that's a real life.
Like it's real life.
Yeah.
But they're like highlighting the hilarious aspects of what it would be like to live in that world.
Right.
Like, I think about that. Like, I think it would be crazy to live in, like, I think that same show, but in, like, a ninja village.
Yeah.
Would be pretty fun.
That would be fun.
I think you could have a lot of fun with that. Like, a lot of funny moments.
Yeah.
With that.
Yeah.
I think that could be, like, a daily sketch we do. Just like different little moments, like just little life moments, but we're just dressed as ninjas.
Yeah.
That is retarded. I think we're going to do it. I think this is.
I think you've just been trying to find a reason to dress up like a ninja.
I think we just found a reason to dress up like a ninja. I come on. It's like, it's kind of funny. It's just because it's like the ideas, like the sketch ideas themselves only have to be mildly funny.
Yeah.
You know? And the fact that we're ninjas is hilarious. And just like you add just a little element of ninja-ness to it, you know, like what it's like to live as a ninja. But I think, that same type of show with that. Because like these extreme warrior cultures are where you get, where you can do that brutal comedy, you know. It's, So that's my contribution to creativity in the world at large. So other than getting you, I don't even know how deep into sacred knowledge you are. Like, I don't even know if I can, like, how much we can even discuss it, because it just, your mind could explode at this moment.
Don't explode my mind.
No, you have to kind of be, you got to be walked.
Okay.
Into the labyrinth.
Okay.
You know, you can't just jump into the middle of it.
We're just starting to talk about the devil and Lucifer.
Very interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting topic. The whole thing that's interesting to me is that it talks about how it marks these different errors. let me say that as if I know the words I'm saying.
Okay.
So it marks these different errors as moments in consciousness.
Yeah.
And that's just an interesting way to look at the progression of humanity.
Yeah.
It just like. They couldn't even see things certain ways at some points, you know, like people didn't even know what compassion was, or whatever. It was like these different things had to be unlocked. So I mean, do you understand yet what Lucifer Lucifer is unlocking?
No.
Okay, you'll see. You'll see. You got to be walked. You gotta The vegetable mind can only take but so much.
Yes, today I'm just a vegetable. That's all I've been able to take in so far.
She's a vegetable. All right. I don't know. We had a big dip in time there, dealing with that situation. But that situation, dealing with our kids.
That situation.
It's so clandestine, like. Yeah, we had a situation. Oh my God, what happened? I wonder what they did. Did they have to kill a person? Yeah. All right. Is anybody you wanna fight this week?
Well, I went to a pumpkin patch with the kids.
I don't even know about this weekend.
And
well, I knew you went to the pumpkin patch. I don't want people out there thinking that my family's out there in a pumpkin patch without my knowledge. That would be ridiculous. It's absurd. Yeah. That's not how I dad. I just don't know. I didn't know this in whatever this is that happened at the pumpkin patch is going to be new to me.
Yeah.
All right. This is awesome.
We had a lovely time. We went on a hayride. We saw the animals.
Cora threw an apple at a pig.
We sat. Finn warmed his butt by the fire.
Okay.
And then we picked our pumpkins. We had to put a pumpkin back because pumpkins are very expensive.
Okay.
Is
that why I didn't get my gourd?
Yeah.
You guys talked a big gourd game before you guys left the house. Like, I want to get daddy a gourd. You know what a gourd is? We'll show you what a gourd. Oh, gourd. I was like, oh, I'm getting this gourd. This is awesome. But okay.
I couldn't even get a pumpkin.
Okay. All right.
Just the kids got pumpkins.
So if anybody was wondering about our financial status, There you go. I think that's middle class. Three pumpkins. We're a three pumpkin. We can afford three pumpkins at a pumpkin patch. So take that or leave it. How about that?
And a hayride.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's middle class.
And but nothing happened, but I just really want to smash a bunch of pumpkins now. Like kick them, jump on them, smash them.
Just because you can't afford them?
I think so.
Yeah, see, that's how poor people work. See what I'm saying? And that's why poor people can't have shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right, so you just want to break a bunch of pumpkins. Mm-hmm. Man, so I can't stop. I mean, this is something you do know about, but I can't stop thinking about that fat guy that rammed my cart at the grocery store.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't get him out of my mind. It happened like a month ago.
Yeah.
It was so absurd.
Yeah.
So like, why would you treat your fellow man like that? Like somebody rammed. It's like, this is like, so going into the grocery store, they have the carts outside. It's like I'm telling this story to the people listening right now. They have the carts outside, and I always get a little cart because I don't ever get. We go to the grocery store almost every day, so you never have to get too much at one time. None of those details matter.
No.
Right? I'm telling stories like you right now. So I get my cart. I do this sick ass spin move where I take the cart, spin it, and move it in one motion. That's always how I do it. This fat guy is walking to the carts in a perpendicular direction that I'm walking to the carts. I beat him to the carts easily by like 5 steps. It wasn't even close. I didn't even have to speed up to beat him there.
Yeah. Like, did you have to do the spin move?
Well, it's a practical spin move. It's like, yeah, it's fancy. I get it.
Yeah.
That's how I'm fancy. I'm physically fancy.
You're physically fancy.
I am. I'm a physically fancy guy. I already am fancy. It's like I'm like Kung Fu Panda. I'm like Fancy Panda.
Yeah. Well,
it was in me the whole time.
That's why he didn't like you. He could see. It's not easy being fancy, Sydney.
Yeah.
People could see me being.
He was like, it's the Fancy Panda. Fancy Panda. No, so then I did the spin. So it was like a non-issue. Like, I didn't even consider, like, the only thing I really thought of him as was a witness to my move. It wasn't like there was no gotcha.
That's what a fancy person would think.
That's probably what he noticed about me. Yeah. he probably noticed me diminish him from being a human to being a witness to my greatness.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, with what happens later, I think that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
So I'm in the grocery store and, checking out the meats.
Yeah.
You know, just perusing the meats. I don't even remember what meat I brought home that day, but I know it was meat, you know.
Maybe hamburger.
My cart is to the left of me. He's coming from the right of me. And which means he has to go around me with his cart to hit my cart.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman watched him the whole entire time. And I know that because when he came, like, I could see him in my peripheral vision just coming hard at my cart. Like, he's like, I could hear him too, because he's a hefty guy. And I could hear his footsteps speed up, like, to ram the cart. And it was he hit it hard too. It just kept moving.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even look at me. And you could see his posture square up as he was moving, like, fuck yeah, I just rammed his cart. You know what I mean?
Where it's like, man.
Yeah. It's like, now if I say anything, I'm a crazy person. You know what I mean? You just ran my cart. You just ran my cart and didn't say, whatever. You just ran my cart. It's no big deal. And the woman goes, I watched that whole entire thing. He just rammed your cart. It was, but, I just want to fight that guy.
Yeah.
Just, I don't have a crush on him.
No.
I just want to, me and him in a cage. Two men enter, one man leaves. Let's see what happens when we take our shirts off. Yeah. Mm. No, but that's really all I got. I think we compensated for the amount of time lost. You look like you're fading here. We didn't get to record on our normal day and have our normal, amount of time to just, let our hair out.
Yeah.
You know? It's, I think I might call this episode Fancy Panda. Fancy Panda. All right. We had fun. Hope you had a good time. Please like and subscribe. I don't know if you like podcasts. Rate and subscribe. Yeah, rate and subscribe. I don't know. What are you doing? You know? At least rate.
Please.
You know? You're listening to it, you're enjoying it. You know, you're thinking, you're asking yourselves these questions. Am I a give a penny? Am I a take a penny? You got that from us.
Yeah.
You got that from us. Am I a fancy panda? You got that from us. Is it in you? Are you fancy and don't even know it? When you noticed me discover my fanciness and how it was in me the whole entire time, did you realize your inner fanciness at that exact same moment? If so, at least rate.
Yeah.
You know, subscribe. Learn something else about yourself that's already been there the whole entire time. You didn't even know it until we revealed it to you. That's what we do. Listen to other episodes. Reveal yourself to yourself. Thank you.